governor announced her budget proposal yesterday, and a lot of news is coming forth. I haven't had a chance to really look into all of it, and try and do that at some point, figuring out all the different ideas and thoughts. Of course, it's her proposal now, has to go through all the talk with the legislature and things like that. But this caught my ear, if you will, in one of your early news reports, because part of the budget is the ongoing roads.
Right, and bridges.
And bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a big push.
Very much about the bridges. And in an earlier report, when the governor was making a statement about, here's my proposal, here's why it's necessary and all that stuff, there was something very interesting that I thought she said concerning the bridges. And it did. It made me do one of those, wait, what'd she say? Moments.
Oh, okay.
And here it is. So listen closely and tell me had the same thought here. Here we go.
This budget helps us get there with real investments, like $300 million to repair approximately 120 local bridges, including 60 that are so dangerous they should be closed right now.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
60 bridges that are so dangerous they should be closed right now?
This sounds like that could be used against the state if something happened on one of those bridges for liability. They knew they had a problem and didn't do anything about it.
Thank you. That was my wait what moment.
Yes,
I'm like,
exactly,
wait a second.
Yeah.
She didn't say could be. She said should be closed right now.
Yeah, start printing up the signs.
Can we name those bridges, please? I'd like to know
we'd like to know which ones they are.
Sounds like
handy.
A little Russian bridge traveling going.
As long as we're giving her a hard time this morning.
I don't think it was a hard time. I just thought it was kind of interesting she stated it that way. It's like, I understand the importance of it, but just to throw that out there, and it's like, wait, let's work with MDOT and say, if this is that important, let's shut them down.
I saw a post last night that she's getting the award for being the number one realtor in Florida.
Oh, somebody's sending a meme out or something like that?
Yeah, because of people moving out of Michigan and going to Florida to escape Michigan.
Don't they do that every year for winter time?
I was gonna say exactly
for
right.
a few months.
Snowbirds.
So, I don't know. Now, I thought MDOT didn't, in that story that they've talked about, didn't they sort of back her plan without talking about these bridges? Now, I would like a little bit more clarification. I'm guessing she's saying that they're getting rated pretty low. We do have a Michigan. Thanks to some irresponsible tax cutting and spending for the last 30 years, our bridges and our roads are one of the worst in the country. So I think what she's saying is that if you look at the grade for some of our bridges, they're getting low grades. Maybe they shouldn't be operational, but they're allowed to still be operational, through some type of standards.
And that's what I'm guessing was the point of the whole thing. That,
right.
But it was like, and that was the just the news that we had. It's like, wow, that's that dire.
At one point yesterday, they put out an interactive map that had red dots around the state, and I didn't investigate it at the time, but I suspect that may be where they're the bridges that they feel need the most priority.
Because I'm quite sure. I mean, it would be irresponsible for MDOT to allow bridges to remain open bad that you couldn't travel on them.
Right.
Of course.
But
maybe
bridges are inspected periodically.
No, yeah. Right.
Just
right.
trying to drive the point home, but it's like that did. It's like, what?
No, I agree.
Yeah,
no,
right,
I agree.
Right, right, yeah.
I agree.
It was attention getting.
It was.
You know,
probably the point.
And probably you're right, because you're right. The roads and bridges have needed attention for a long time, and there's still that debate going back and forth of whatever kind of money's head toward the roads and bridges. Will it be on a statewide basis, or so many people are saying it's nice that the state highway and bridges get attention, but what about our local roads that so much need attention
Oh, so much. Or how about instead of expanding roads in all these suburbs that are growing, especially in parts of the state, we fix the existing ones that have been around for a long time that need fixing. That's another thing that gets me is like, okay, I understand there's a suburban sprawl going on, but wait a second, the roads that are still here that need fixing. How about do that first instead of expanding?
And how much of the fact that when you start to fix some of those roads, depending on what's going on, that the cost is more than just a regular fix, because sometimes there are new codes and rules and regulations that have to be,
or federal restrictions,
that have to be brought up.
Well.
Right.
It's a big mix. There's no question about it.
Well,
and the conversation will continue.
Maybe we'll actually start talking policy instead of having the Senate Majority Leader talking about fistfights. That would be nice.
I was waiting for a little Rocky music when that discussion was going on.